Hysteria, it's Hatchet Basketball on the air. A great
venue. Open up the doors, fill up the stands. It's game time in Hatchet Land.
Keep at it! Keep at it! We're going to the second.
Lace them up and get ready to go. It's tip off time. Join the show.
Another sports broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by Edward Jones Investment Advisor Alan Bubalo, Purdue Farms, the Prescription Shop in Washington and the Odin Pharmacy, Freddie Energy, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, Chuckles Convenience Stores, Thompson Insurance, McDonald's of Washington, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Davies Community Hospital, the End Zone, Myers LP Gas, McAllister Machinery, the Gill Funeral Home, the Kingpin Bowling Center, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Goodwin Funeral Home, Sterling & Company, REMAX Real Estate Broker Anna Lou Chapman. Now, Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW.
This is the Hatchet pregame show on WAMW. We're visiting with Coach Gretchen Miles before tip-off this afternoon with the Gibson Southern Lady Titans in town. Coach, what are we, 10 of 12, I think, maybe 11 of 13 now? The team is really playing good basketball.
Well, you know, the wins definitely build confidence with the kids, but every game brings, you know, something different. And this stretch of our season towards the end and getting to tournament play, that the competition level of these teams is just tremendous. Gibson Southern, just always a powerhouse team. I always say that they're just a great team year in, year out, and probably they don't get enough credit across the state of just how consistently of a tradition of success that they have there. And Coach Monroe and staff does a great job with them. They're a young team this year with a lot of freshmen and sophomores, but this freshman group has probably lost a handful of games since like second grade, and they're basketball kids, so they're extremely quick. They understand the game. They shoot the three very well. So our ability to keep them out of the lane and make sure they don't get hot from the perimeter is going to be crucial. And they put a lot of ball pressure on you, so we're going to see how we do with handling the basketball today. But, you know, we just got to keep doing what we're doing, keep rebounding the basketball, playing hard, playing together, and we got to keep putting points on the board.
If the JV game is any indication, it's going to be a physical battle today, that's for sure.
Yes, Gibson Southern always is. I mean, you can really, this is a good test always for any team when they play Gibson Southern to see where they're at in the season or where they need to go from here. But just always just a tremendous basketball team. And the JV team is battling again today. And they're doing a good job of keeping those wins rolling too and keeping good composure. So hopefully we can keep that going in the next round.
Who are we watching for on Gibson Southern today?
Well, their experienced point guard in the Skylar Bow, she's just physically strong. She runs the point very well. She gets in the lane. She's a very good floor general and a tremendous defender. Tabby Clem, she's a sophomore, but a lot of varsity experience from last year. She can play inside and out, and she's a threat both ways. Another just a physical, hardworking kid. And then they have some quick guards in the Witten and the Jones girl and the Rayleigh girl, which would be a sister to the Maddie Rayleigh that used to play at Gibson Southern, who's a tremendous basketball player. So just they're quick kids. They know how to dribble drive. They can spot it for the three. They defend you from inline to inline. So, I mean, just a hardworking, athletic group of kids that are basketball kids.
Well, again, your team keys for your victory here today.
Well, definitely taking care of the basketball is number one. I mean, we can't get a chance to score if we don't have the ball. Keeping them out of the lane and just not giving up easy buckets for them. Like, we can't give up easy layups around the basket. They run their flex offense very well. And then we've got to have the patience on the offensive end to get a good high percentage shot every time. Any confidence to knock it down.
Any change up in your starting lineup?
No, going with what we have with Elizabeth Stallman, Callie Garland, Caitlin Davis, Sarah Lewis, and Hannah Shreves.
All right, Coach, good luck today. We'll look forward to a victory, and we'll talk in the postgame.
Okay, thanks, Dwayne.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000.
Low interest rates can be challenging for investors, especially if you're trying to generate income during retirement. But rising rates can bring new challenges. Are you prepared? I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Alan Bubalow. If the headlines about rising interest rates have your attention, call me today and ask for our free report. When will interest rates rise? Call 1-812-254-1340. That's 254-1340. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Good afternoon, everyone. From the Hatchet House in Washington, it's time for Lady Hatchet Basketball on Memories 107.9 and online at WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Dwayne Shake. With Steve Brothers, we've got our annual Gibson Southern doubleheader coming up for you on WAMW today. First, the girls here at the Hatchet House. Next, the boys from Gibson Southern tonight. Our Hatchet pregame brought to you by Alan Bubalow, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and by Purdue Farms in Washington. Steve Brothers, I always like this day-night doubleheader. Of course, it alternates which team goes where. Next year, you and I will be on the road at Gibson Southern while the boys will be back here, but... Speaking of the boys, what a nice, impressive conference win last night in front of a good home crowd and the Jasper Wildcats.
Both boys and girls Hatchet's teams are on a complete roll right now. I think the boys have won, five in a row?
Yes.
And the girls have won 10 out of their last 12.
11 out of 13.
Oh, that's right, because of the last one.
Yep.
11 out of 13. And they are now also on a roll. So it's a good time to be a Hatchet basketball fan.
And, you know, I look at this girls' schedule, and I just think of those first four games we started, 1-3. Two of those I know we want back, the Mount Carmel and Sullivan game for sure. North Knox, boy, they're tough this year.
North Knox is for real. You know, that was a really good game. I would have liked to have seen how we could have done with our full squad, but, boy, you can't take anything away from that team. They're strong.
Mount Carmel and Sullivan, I know that's two games that Coach would like back.
Well, we lost those in the fourth quarter at the very end, and you know, that was unfortunate. I think we had a lot of turnovers in both those games that maybe we wouldn't have had otherwise. So, yeah, you're right. We would have liked to have had those two back.
The other two losses comes to Jasper, which another one I think we need another shot at. And then Evansville Memorial, and they're in that next league again this year. So
they schooled us.
But the Jasper game, Gibson Southern played Jasper and went to overtime with them just two games ago, and they lost that one in overtime. They also lost to Vincennes. So I don't even like to do this anymore. Common opponents, you know, we beat Vincennes. We lost to Jasper. It's hard to say. One thing I will say when it comes to Gibson Southern, it doesn't matter what year, what team, here or there, it's always a challenge for Coach Miles and her Lady Hatchets.
We're talking at one of the top programs in southwestern Indiana year in and year out. They always do a great job. They're very well coached. It's nearly impossible to win on their floor, as we've seen over the years. We just can't seem to bring a W home from their floor. Luckily, today we're playing on our home court, and that gives us a little bit better shot, but, boy, they're a quality program, no question about it.
Well, if the JV game was any indication, one of the first things we'll note is this is going to be a physical battle. I'll tell you, there were bodies on the floor for much of that junior varsity contest, and I'm not talking dirty play at all. It's just fighting after loose balls and getting physical and making enough contact to get by without the foul call, but still making your presence known.
And the JV walked away with a 41-30 win, which makes them 14 or 15-1. I don't want to get this one wrong, but they've lost one game this season, and that was to Jasper. So a very strong year for Coach Higgins' JV ball club.
The Hatchet Pep Band and the Golden Pride entertaining here this afternoon. Great to see them on hand, and Mr. Hagan and the crew there with the band do a fantastic job, and we appreciate them coming out for the girls' game this afternoon. And I'll tell you what, bro, we look to the stands,
There's a good crowd on hand supporting these Hatchets, and they deserve your support, ladies and gentlemen, because these girls are playing some great basketball right now, and it's good to see the good fan base here on the home gym this afternoon.
Yeah, this is a nice Saturday afternoon crowd, really, you know, and the band being here really adds to it. So, and my hat's off to the Washington High School cheer block for both boys and girls basketball. You know, you see some of the high school highlights on the night news, on the 10 or 11 o'clock news, and they have highlights of various high school games going on. And you just don't see good, strong cheer blocks all that often. But, boy, we've done a great job this year in our cheer block.
They're the sixth man. There's no doubt about it. They're a big part. I want to salute my high school radio TV class last night, too. I had a chance to watch the game via our YouTube channel. And the radio TV class did a great job bringing it to you. You can, if you missed the Jasper win last night, you can watch it on our YouTube channel. Just search for WHSH Broadcasting on YouTube and catch the game in its entirety, produced by the radio TV class here at Washington High School. So job well done to the team there.
Dwayne, you couldn't get out of the lazy boy to come to the Hatchet
House?
It's
been a long week, Steve Brothers. Been a long week.
Okay.
Today's game brought to you by McDonald's of Washington. Join the McDonald's team today. Visit your local McDonald's restaurant. Gill Funeral Home, the first choice for families since 1872. And the Donaldson Insurance Agency. John and Martha have been with us from the get-go. They are the biggest Hatchet fans you'll find in the community by far. Of course, they take care of the Booster Club for Gene Miller and his boys team. And just a vital part of the community. So hats off to John and Martha Newton and the team at the Donaldson Insurance Agency for bringing you today's action. Washington comes in at 12-5. Gibson Southern Lady Titans 10-8. So brace yourself for a good battle here today from the Hatchet House in Washington. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with more right after this on your Voice of the Hatchets, WAMW. The Odin Pharmacy in downtown Odin is exploding with lots of new merchandise and great gift ideas for the upcoming holiday season. See their new boutique area filled with jewelry, mixology perfume, the new Natural Inspiration bath and body line, blankets, scarves, ponchos, and so much more. The new Snoozies are a big hit, house shoes for men and women, and the list goes on. For great gift ideas for any special occasion, it takes just one trip to the Odin Pharmacy in downtown Odin or visit the prescription shop on State Street in Washington.
There is no better way to start the year than with a new vehicle from Washington Chrysler Center. During Jeep Days, the award-winning Cherokees have rebates up to $4,500. Grand Cherokees rebates are up to $1,500. If you or anyone in your home owns a Jeep, get rewarded with the Owner Loyalty Program and save an additional $1,000. Sure, you can buy the same vehicle at a swanky dealership, but wouldn't you rather save money? It's not just a better deal, it's a better buying experience at Washington Chrysler Center.
So I can get any size Coke for just a dollar at McDonald's?
Yes.
A medium?
Mm-hmm.
Even a large?
Hey, you're starting to catch on.
Oh, what about a small large?
Well, if a small large was a real thing, then yes, it would also be a dollar.
I don't think this day could get any better.
I'll throw in a striped straw.
Oh, you don't have to.
You'll need it anyway.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
It also makes sense to stop into McDonald's and get an ice-cold, refreshing, any-size Coke for just a dollar. A la carte only. Price and participation may vary.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
We're back here at the Hatchet House. Dwayne Shake and Steve Brothers, glad to have you along for Lady Hatchet basketball on this Saturday afternoon. Well, it doesn't get any easier. As Coach Miles mentioned in her pregame interview, we've got a road trip to Vincennes Reveille next Thursday. Home game back here next Saturday. Final conference game with the Boonville Pioneers. Then we'll be at home with Mitchell and on the road at Owen Valley. And from what I understand, that Owen Valley team to wrap up the season is going to be one barn burner. They're really tough this year.
Well, over the years, we've really had our way with them with 30 and 40 point victories. So I guess this year, maybe not so much.
We knew this time was going to come, didn't we?
Yeah.
In the meantime, don't forget tomorrow night, the girls' pairing show here on Memories 107.9, 6 p.m. We'll have Bob Lovell and Charlie Hall on the call from Indianapolis as we find out who your favorite team plays in round one of the postseason tournament, which kicks off January 31st all around the state of Indiana. It's hard to believe, straight from Christmas to the girls' pairing show. It's been a quick start to the month, and it's going to wrap up pretty quick.
And what another thing that's fun is watching this Lady Hatchet basketball team improve as the season goes along, as we've seen remarkable improvement in their play over the course of the season.
What one player doesn't do, the other picks up. For instance, Hannah Shreves had a few nights where she was, I don't want to say subpar by any means, because most players would be a great night, but well below what she's been averaging. When you see that happen, you see Sarah Lewis post 20-plus points. Then the last game, Hannah over 20 points, and Sarah down to 11, I believe it was. When one player is not producing, the other player is. And then when both of the big girls are not necessarily hitting underneath, you've got three-point shots from Lindsay Moody and from Elizabeth Stallman and, of course, from Callie Garland, who can hit from anywhere on the floor. If she has time to sit and shoot, she's got a tremendous outside shot. So you're right. It's all coming together like a finely oiled machine.
And when you have twin towers like that, like we have, we're blessed to have twin towers, like you said, when one's maybe not quite on, then the other one steps up. So it's been fun to watch the progression this season.
It really has. Again, the Lady Hatchets and Gibson Southern Lady Titans set to do battle here this afternoon from the Hatchet House. Tonight, be sure to join Kyle and Dave for the boys' matchup from Gibson Southern on the air at 7:45, tip-off at 8 p.m. I understand a trip to the Hob House is in their future. Well, you know, they go to the Hob House, what do we get?
McDonald's. Nothing against McDonald's.
Nothing against that at all, no.
But they can probably take their time and eat at the Hob House, since I'm hearing it is homecoming at Gibson Southern.
Oh, my.
And they have a long ceremony there for their homecoming between games, if, in fact, it is homecoming. But game might be on a little later than 8 o'clock, maybe.
Washington Lady Hatchet basketball from the Hatchet House, brought to you by Freddy Energy in Washington. Freddy Energy, fueling your everyday life. By the Washington Chrysler Center. No game, simply the best deals at Washington Chrysler. And by the Prescription Shop, your hometown Good Neighbor Pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Well, that leads us to our prescription for success, brought to you by the Prescription Shop in Washington. Coach Miles talked about it, but Steve Brothers, let me get your thoughts. What's the keys for a Hatchet victory here today?
Well, I would try to continue to go to the well as much as I can. Our high-low action in the paint has been highly successful this season, and I'm looking at Gibson Southern's lineup, and it looks like their tallest girl is a 5'9 freshman. So I would try to take advantage of our twin towers and try to get the ball inside like we did so successfully the other night.
We will see what happens when we come back. It's the starting lineups and our opening tip. It's the Washington Lady Hatchets and Gibson Southern Lady Titans back in just a moment. But first, our starting lineups brought to you by Boyd Grain in Washington. Boyd Grain, a friend to our area farmers and certainly proud to support our area athletes. No changeup for the Lady Hatchets. We'll see Elizabeth Stallman at a guard spot. Caitlin Davis also at guard. Sarah Lewis a forward. Callie Garland a forward. And working the middle is Hannah Shreves. Washington 12-5. They've won 11 of their last 13. And as we mentioned in the pregame, the Lady Hatchets are rolling. We'll see what happens, though, with Gibson Southern in town today. For the Gibson Southern Lady Titans, they'll start at one guard, a 5'6 junior, Skylar Bowes. At guard, a 5'6 freshman, Shayla Witten. At forward, a sophomore, 5'8 Tabitha Clem. At the other forward, a 5'8 junior, Sophie Toth. And the final forward is a freshman, 5'9 Meredith Rayleigh. And we recognize that Rayleigh name as one graduated last year. A young freshman comes in now and gets the starting nod, so we know what kind of athletic blood flows in that family from watching Rayleigh's in the past, and I'm sure we'll see the same with the freshmen starting here today.
Well, of their varsity roster, there's four freshmen on that roster, and only, they don't have a senior on the roster. So four juniors, three sophomores, and four freshmen.
Both teams have been introduced. The ROTC presenting the colors now, and the high school band set to perform the national anthem. When we come back, we'll tip this one off. It's the Lady Hatchets and Gibson Southern Lady Titans from the Hatchet House. Back with the starting tip-off after this 2-minute timeout on WAMW.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Get started on handling those important home projects in the new year with A&R Home Center in Washington. Save time with Wagner's Optimus 2 Power Painter for $56.99. Choose from four colors on 1 gallon cans of Valspar Medallion Interior Semi-Gloss Paint for $37.99. Keep extra warm this winter with a Home Basics Radiant Heater for $21.99. All at A&R Home Center in Washington, serving you with tradition and value.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
The Kingpin Bowling Center Youth League will begin Saturday, December 3rd. The league meets each Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Teams will be formed to compete in a league-type format. $30 per person the first day, $10 each Saturday after. Participants receive a T-shirt and a pizza party at the conclusion of the league on March 4th. Also, don't forget the Kingpin Snack Bar is now open for lunch every Friday from 11 to 2 with all your favorites, including pizzas, drums, wings, fish, tenderloins, and more. The Kingpin Bowling Center, State Street, Washington, 254-0632.
The voice of the Hatchets, WAMW.
Here we go, Steve Brothers. You ready for this one?
Yeah, I'm ready for a good tight ball game. I think this one's going to be a battle between two very good ball clubs.
We shall see. The Gibson Southern in the away purple, I guess, maroon trimmed in white. Hatchets in the home white trimmed in gold. It's Stallman, Davis, Lewis, Shreves, and Garland for Washington. Bowes, Witten, Clem, Toth, and Rayleigh starting five. For the Lady Titans, jumping center Meredith Rayleigh will go against Sarah Lewis. And there's the opening whistle. The ball at midcourt, up in the air, and the opening tip controlled by the Hatchets. We're underway. Left to right on your radio dial, as always, Washington at the goal, nearest to our vantage point from Press Row here at the Hatchet House.
Man-to-man defense by the Lady Titans.
Stallman with it, far side, lob underneath. There's Lewis, open for two.
Well, that was obviously a design play. Once again, as Sarah came in from the weak side and a lob pass over the defense, she was wide open.
Got to watch Skylar Bowes here. Coach Miles always does her homework, and she really liked Bowes and what she can do at that point guard spot. So we'll keep an eye on her today.
Yeah, she's a 5'6 junior.
She also mentioned Tabby Clem, that 5'8 sophomore, is very capable of putting some big points on the board, too.
So a pretty young club we're facing today, but talented.
Meredith Rayleigh for three, the freshman. Couldn't get it. Southpaw. And now on the rebound, it's chased down after being saved by two Hatchets. Sarah Lewis comes up with it, and Washington has the ball.
Good hustle there by the Lady Hatchets on that rebound.
Minute gone. There's the lob underneath to Shreves this time, and she'll get two. Well, if this continues, it might not be as close of a game as we had anticipated.
Well, doing that lob pass is very difficult to master, but over the period of the season, it looks like Caitlin Davis and Elizabeth Stallman both have really improved in their ability to get that lob pass into Hannah. And that one was from Caitlin Davis.
Skylar Bowes, far side behind the arc. Tries to work it inside, it's denied. Her intent was to get it to Sophie Toth, but the Hatchets come up with the steal and the ball. We've got a good game down the dial on 95-9. Bar Eve leading Forest Park 43-39. There's about a minute left in that contest.
Well, I think we're going to be able, unless their defense... Nice long three-pointer.
Callie Garland from downtown. Is that three for three from the field?
Yes, it is. 7-0.
The Hatchets put on a scoring clinic right now. Two twos and a three. It's 7-0 ball game. Coast to coast on the other end. Nobody stopped Shayla Witten that time, and she'll get the first points for the Lady Titans. It's now 7-2.
A little full-court pressure by the Titans.
Sarah Lewis... Gets it to Stallman. The Hatchets break the pressure across the timeline. They work it over to Callie Garland. Now Stallman, top of the key. Out to Davis. Over to Callie. Back to Davis now. Stallman will shoot the three. That's too strong, but there to rebound it is Callie Garland. Her putback is partially deflected by the Lady Titans. And on the rebound, it's tied up. The arrow pointing to Gibson Southern Titan basketball.
Well, I think we might be able to get some more lob passes into Hannah Shreves. I'm not sure their defense is aligned to stop that pass, so look for more of that in the near future, we hope.
Sophie Toth hands it over to Witten, and Witten drains it from downtown. She's got all five of the Titans' 5 points. And now, just like that, a 7-point lead is cut to 2.
Doesn't take long with those three-point shots.
Hatchets break the pressure. Davis works it out to Stallman. Now it goes to Callie Garland. Garland into Lewis. Over to Stallman. Quickly into Davis. Davis spin move, and as she goes up strong, she's fouled. Caitlin Davis will shoot the first free throws of the game.
Dwayne, I'm seeing an opening there for that lob pass into Hannah Shreves. We'll get there.
Here's what you got to know about Gibson Southern, though, bro. We've seen this so many times. Yeah, they get down 7-0. They never panic, and just like that, five unanswered points. So you can't ever get comfortable with a lead, can you?
Nope, that's for sure, especially if a team that can hit three-pointers.
First free throw is good by Davis. She's in the scoring column now. It's 8-5 with the second attempt on the way. It's around the rim and no good. Rebound controlled by Tabby Clem, and the Titans have it. Skylar Bowes up the floor off to Witten. Shayla Witten works it to Toth. Toth will try for three. That one is short. And the rebound to Davis. Caitlin Davis finds her point guard, Stallman. Stallman across the timeline now for the Hatchets. It's almost halfway through this opening quarter. It's 8-5 in favor of Washington.
There it is.
The lob goes into Shreves. She didn't get that one, but got her own rebound and puts it back up. And is fouled and works her way to the line to shoot two.
That was a nice lob pass in from Sarah Lewis, a high-low from the free throw line. And although the Titans did a good job of collapsing on her once Hannah got it, but I think we might be able to find some pay dirt if we continue to do that.
Shreves hits the first free throw. She's got another one coming as we see Lindsay Moody come in for Callie Garland.
9-5 now as Hannah Shreves tries the second free throw.
Missed that one. Rebound to Lewis, and the putback is in. Sarah Lewis, offensive rebound and score.
Probably got fouled on that, too, as their arms were tangled up, but no call.
11-5. Hatchets back up by 6.
Both teams are fairly explosive on offense. As, you know, they can score points in a hurry.
Skylar Bowes now at the center circle, slows it up. Is that a 2-3 now, it looks like?
Looks like a 1-2-2 maybe, and she dribbles right through it.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Bowes did not make it, or made it too easy, I should say. Got it in for 2, 11-7. Now here is Stallman off to the races, brings it up the floor, gets stopped by the Titans, hands off to Moody. Now it goes to Caitlin Davis. 3:45 to play, first quarter, 11-7. Washington leads by 4 here at the Hatchet House. Lindsay Moody thought about it. Brings it over to Caitlin Davis. Davis with the lob into Shreves. Too strong, gets her own rebound, and the putback is good.
I'm telling you, Hannah's trying to pad those offensive rebound stats.
5 points for Hannah in this first quarter. It is there, bro. You're absolutely right. She's got a – I'd rather she go ahead and hit the first one if that's okay with her.
Right. But the lob is definitely in play here. As you know, like we said earlier, their tallest player is 5'9". So the Twin Towers maybe could have some success this afternoon.
Skylar Bowes. Over to Witten, back into Bowes, and Bowes is fouled by Shreves. First foul of the game against the Hatchets. Today's game coverage, Lady Hatchets of Gibson Southern, brought to you by your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores. Fast, convenient, always open. Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles.
Left-hand shot up, no good.
There's the second attempt. That one, no good, but she's fouled. And it looks like Tabby Clam is going to get her first chance at the free throw line.
Well,
Barnburner down the dial on 95-9, Barry 47, Forest Park 44. Last check, 20 seconds left in that game.
Okay. Barry is in their share of tight games, aren't they?
They are, and they pull them out,
most of the time.
First free throw is good. Tabitha Clem in the scoring column. Makes it 13-8.
2:47 to go in the first quarter.
Second free throw from Clem is coming. It is up, and it's in. They both count. Now we've got some subs in for the Titans. Jordan Graham, Brooke Getty. They will replace Tabitha Clem and Shayla Witten. Full court pressure by the Titans. There's Moody to break it. She's got the numbers now. Thought about it, but decided to bring it out. Sarah Lewis has it. Lewis to Stallman. Stallman cutting to the hoop. Oh, dribbled on the line, and it'll go out of bounds to the Titans. So Gibson Southern creates a hatchet turnover there.
That's the first turnover. Only one turnover for each team.
It's a well-played game, and that's what we always expect with these two clubs.
Well, in the last couple of games now, both teams have had pretty few as far as turnovers go. Single digits.
Titans trail 13-9. They have the ball. It's worked out to Claire Jones. Her shot is off the mark. Rebound controlled by the Titans. A second chance here. I hate those. You know how I hate those second chance opportunities.
Do you like the kicking the ball deflections by the Lady Hatchets?
They have a lot of them. They have a lot of them.
How many soccer players are out there?
A couple anyway.
Yeah, two or three, I think.
Out of bounds for Gibson Southern. We're at the two-minute mark in the first quarter. Washington leading 13-9. It's inbounded to Skylar Bowes.
This is a 1-2-2 zone defense, and we've got some long wingspan out there with
Jordan
Caitlin
Graham
Davis.
Hands it off. There's a three,
ooh,
and
nice
it's good.
Shot.
That's Jessica Mahoney. Second three of the game for the Titans. Makes it 13-12. Now Washington breaks the pressure, and Lindsay Moody gets an easy layup. 15-12. Hatchets by three.
Now it's a 2-3 zone, so Coach Moss switching things a little bit. There's a trap in the corner.
Brooke Getty gets it back out to Skylar Bowes. Bowes tries to hit Jessica Mahoney, cutting to the hoop, but it's deflected by Hannah Shreves and out of bounds for the Lady Titans. Sarah Lewis comes back in now. She'll replace Caitlin Davis. Coach Monroe deep in his bench. He's got a lot of players to go to, apparently.
It's always been that way with him, though. He substitutes freely.
There's a drive to the bucket. Short. Claire Jones couldn't get it. Rebound to Washington. Threw it right off the bottom of the rim. Got a little too far underneath there.
And we've seen this move before.
There's Lewis. No!
Boy, that was in and out.
It really was. She saves her own rebound, though. Knocks it loose. And it's chased down by the Gibson Southern Titans. Jones tries again and misses. I'm sorry, that was Brooke Getty on that attempt. She couldn't get it to fall too strong. It's out of bounds, staying with Gibson Southern.
Boy, Sarah Lewis's ball was halfway down the net.
Break
pop back out.
It's inbounded to Skylar Bowes. Bowes takes it in the paint. The runner is too high off the glass, but Skylar Bowes earns a couple of free throws. Final now, Barry Lady Vikings win. On the general this afternoon, final score, Barry 47, Forest Park 44. So a nice win for Coach Hopkins and the Lady Vikings again today. I'll tell you what, they're really rolling.
Yes, they are.
As of late, too, bro.
Yep.
Claire, where did I get?
Claire.
Callie Garland takes a break as Caitlin Davis checks back in.
They have a Claire Jones.
A lot of substituting for both teams. Free throws are good for Skylar Bowes. She hits them both, and now she's going to take a break. Skylar Bowes has 4 points, and it's a one-point ball game, 15-14.
Boy, all of a sudden, you know, what we thought might be a runaway is a one-point game.
Under a minute left. Here's Lindsay Moody off to Hannah Shreves. Shreves, good for two.
Boy, Hannah did a nice job there of regaining her composure there because she was almost out of bounds. Set herself and leaned back and got the layup.
Foul against the Hatchets. Shayla Witten taking it to the hoop and a reach-in called on Washington.
Call made by the legendary official Mike Slavin.
Lindsay Moody gets her first. Out of bounds. 17-14. Gibson Southern with the ball, trailing by three.
Still in our 2-3 zone here.
And
there's a little kick, deflection, no call.
Jordan Graham sets the pick for an open three for Claire Jones, but it's too strong. Rebound weak side to Stallman. 18 seconds on the clock. Lewis lob to Shreves. Shreves fouled, and she's got two more free throws.
Well, that could have been a block. And Coach Monroe has his say about that one. But we got the foul. So it's 12.9 seconds to go, 17-14, and Hannah Shreves has two free throws.
The first free throw is coming. It is up and in. Shreves 2-for-3 at the line, and that is 8 points for her in this quarter, leading the way for the Hatchets. 18-14 now in favor of Washington. The second free throw is up, and it's in. Good job, Hannah.
3-for-4 from the free throw line for Hannah Shreve.
12 seconds remaining, 19-14. Washington by 5. Gibson Southern might be able to get off a shot here. We will see. 5 seconds left. Whitten's pass taken away by Caitlin Davis. Hatchets won't get a shot off, so that's where we'll end the first quarter. After 8 minutes of basketball on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, the Lady Hatchets 19, Gibson Southern 14 will return to action in 1 minute from the Hatchet House on WAMW.
Hi, this is Clara Myers from Myers LP Gas in Washington. Propane offers many advantages to natural heat. It is a perfect choice for your home or business. Propane is used for everything from cooking ranges and clothes dryers to fireplaces and pool heaters. The best part, it will save you money. Call Myers LP Gas in Washington to fill your tanks and be ready for the upcoming season. 254-6809, Myers LP Gas. It warms our hearts to warm your home.
I'm Andy Arvin, owner of Ed Lee Mortuary. Caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just a slogan at Ed Lee Mortuary. It's our mission and our greatest priority. When you are ready to plan your or your loved one's final life celebration, call or visit Ed Lee Mortuary and allow me to inform you of your options. Ed Lee Mortuary, your locally owned and operated funeral home since 1929.
Washington gets the JV win here today, 41-30. The Hatchet Varsity hopes to follow suit right now on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington 19, Gibson Southern 14. Hatchets have the ball to start the second period.
Man-to-man defense.
Overall good first quarter from both teams. Really,
yeah, Hannah Shreve had 9 points in the quarter. Shreve. As we're getting the ball inside.
Stallman now to Moody. Moody over to Lewis. Lewis will shoot. No. Shreves will rebound, and she's fouled on her putback. Hannah Shreves, two more free throws. Her third trip to the line in this first half.
Yeah, Hannah has 9 points and 5 rebounds already.
Great start, Hannah. Today's game brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford. Find out why a Dobson deal is a better deal by A&R Home Center in Washington, more than just a hardware store. Davies Community Hospital, over 100 years caring for our community. The first free throw is up and in for Hannah Shreves. 10 points now for Shreves with another free toss coming. Her second attempt is on the way. It's up, and it's in.
Way to go.
6-for-7 at the line. Or I'm sorry, 5-for-6 at the line. 21-14. Hatchets built the lead up to 7. 7.5 minutes to play. First half here from the Hatchet House.
2-3 zone again for Washington. And, yeah, there's a foul.
Traveling is the call.
Called a travel.
Meredith Raley making her move, took an extra step, and the ball back to Washington.
I think we might have fouled her in that, but that's okay.
Lewis gets it across the timeline. Now she's off to the races. We'll pull it back. Stops. Almost lost the handle. Good save there by Davis. Now Lewis works it out to the top of the key and the center circle for Lindsay Moody. Here comes Caitlin Davis. Strong move. Too strong as her shot is off the backboard and into the hands of somebody who knocked it loose.
A lot of traffic down there.
It'll stay with Washington. Stallman in Tullewis and Lewis gets two more. That's a designed inbound play.
That was a nice out-of-bounds play right there.
Worked like a charm.
Yeah.
23-14,
Who drew that one up? That one worked perfectly.
Should we give it to B.O.B.?
I don't know. That was a good one. We're still in our 2-3 zone. There's a three-point attempt.
No good. Left-hand attempt off the mark. Too strong by Claire Jones. And here comes the Hatchets. Ooh.
Caitlin Davis is hit hard in the mouth.
I think I saw her spit out a tooth down here.
Looks like she's got it on the chin there. And that is
a little bit like Ronda Rousey after that fight.
I know it. She's looks like she's maybe have a loose tooth, like you said.
Don't fear. Just let her spit all the blood out. We'll get play resumed.
But there's a lob on the out of bounds play, and guess what?
No good. Rebound to Davis, and she gets hit again. That was on the other side of her face, so
at least it's balanced.
Pain is on both sides, and Davis is going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. She's still tending.
I'll tell you what, Caitlin, she still has her left hand wrap from an injury. I think that was she got in the Evansville Memorial game. I think maybe a pinky or something extended, but she's had a wrap on her left hand ever since.
Hits the first free throw. She's tough. What is she, a three-sport athlete at least? She does track and basketball and soccer.
And has been to the state in long jump for three straight years.
Both free throws count. 3-for-4 at the line for Davis in this quarter, in this half. And it's 25-14, the biggest lead for Washington now at 11. With 6.5 to go in the first half of play. Up the floor, Skylar Bowes hands it off to Sophie Toth. Now Bowes tried to get it underneath to Rayleigh. It's denied. She'll bring it back out. Here's Claire Jones to
Queen, Bowes. How do you like this zone defense by Washington?
It's shutting them down right now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Rayleigh, the freshman, pass blocked.
Another deflection by Davis, but.
Oh, Claire. I keep calling her Claire. Callie Garland almost saves it, but she throws it right into the hands of the Titans. So Gibson Southern hangs on.
I don't know about you, Dwayne, but there's a timeout.
Malone wants to talk to his team.
Nothing Monroe, going on.
I can't get names right today. I apologize. Coach Monroe for the Gibson Southern Titans takes a timeout.
You should have gotten some fresh air last night and come to the game, but no, you stayed home. Now you're discombobulated.
We'll be back to the Hatchet House in 30 seconds. Our score, Washington 25, Gibson Southern 14. Back after this on WAMW.
In 1930, Frank and Valeria Donaldson opened a small insurance agency in Washington. After years of service, they passed their business on to their daughter and the next generation, Barb and Joe Klingensmith. Now today, the third generation, Martha and John Newton, continue the same down-home service to their customers. The Donaldson Insurance Agency salutes Washington's bicentennial and is proud to serve Washington and Davies County for the past 76 years. Donaldson Insurance, call 254-4668.
Gibson Southern has the ball. This play resumes 25-14 in favor of Washington. 5:45 to go first half here at the Hatchet House. Rayleigh. Over to Jessica Mahoney. Now it goes out to Skylar Bowes. Bowes tries to work it to Toth. It's denied from behind by Stallman. Good steal by the Hatchets and Stallman. And now here she goes, baseline. Traveled with it. Mm.
Took a long step there before the pass.
It was the right call, just unfortunate. As she did a great job on the defensive end. And then
that's only the third turnover for Washington.
Out of bounds for Gibson Southern. Skylar Bowes walks it up the floor.
Caitlin Davis now out of the game. Now the coach, Higgins is checking out her mouth, her dental work. As she's, as we said, got popped a couple times.
I think she spit a tooth over here. Foul called as Mahoney takes it to the hoop, and Jessica Mahoney will have a couple of free throws here. We've had a lot of fouls in this first half. 6 against Washington, 4 against Gibson Southern.
And it's still 25-14, but they will be shooting two free throws. First one is no good.
The Hatchets have been to the line 5 times, and Gibson Southern 3 times in this first half. Caitlin Davis re-enters now. Callie Garland will sit down for a break.
That was a 15-second break for Caitlin.
25-14. One more free throw for Jessica Mahoney. 5'11 junior hits the second attempt and makes it a 10-point game, 25-15. There's that full court pressure by Gibson Southern. Stallman breaks it nicely. Tries to get it into Shreves. It's kicked out of bounds by Gibson Southern.
Dwayne Elizabeth Stallman does a great job on that press breaker. You know, we rely on her so much to do the bulk of the ball handling, and she's done a great job.
Shot up by Davis is no good. Rebound pulled down by Claire Jones and the Titans. Jones gets it out of trouble, hands off to Rayleigh. Rayleigh back to Jones. Jones sets for three. High arching southpaw shot is good. Well, Claire Jones was bound to get one. She's had several attempts, yep. And that's her first point so far.
Well, a good shooter just keeps shooting.
25-18. The hatchet lead is at 7. And a very late whistle.
Well,
late whistle.
We got three officials, and Caitlin Davis almost traveled. The two near officials
did not call it,
and the guy in the left field calls it. So
I mean, he was way, and that was Coach Miles' argument.
Yeah.
And the other two were right on it.
Well, that, you know, Caitlin just, I don't think she moved her pivot foot. She just extended her other leg a pretty wide stance, but she did not move her pivot foot.
It's really not that guy's call, in other words.
No.
But it happens. Skylar Bowes rejected, and the ball goes back to the Hatchets. Sarah Lewis comes up with a loose ball, finds Stallman. Now Stallman hands to Davis. Over to Moody. Moody into Lewis.
Nice move.
Oh, wow. She's fouled as she puts it up strong. Sarah Lewis has two free throws coming. Boy,
isn't that pretty, Dwayne? That was a nice little duck under move and left-handed shot on the left
side.
She's
used that a few times this year.
Yep.
And every time she comes up with it, we say the same thing. It's impressive. It is, because it shakes your defender. You don't know where she's going with it. And it's really hard to defend.
Well, and, you know, she's called a big girl. She's tall. But for a tall girl to have that quickness is kind of a rarity, really. She's very quick on her moves.
First free throw is off the mark. Lewis's second attempt gets the friendly home court roll, and it goes in. So Sarah Lewis with 7 points in this half, 26-18 in favor of Washington.
Washington zone press now up a little higher than normal, looking for a trap.
Skylar Bowes hands it off to Brooke Getty. Back to Bowes now at the volleyball line. There's Claire Jones underneath to Getty, and Getty dribbled on the out-of-bounds line. It's a turnover for Gibson Southern back to the Hatchets.
Turnover number 7, and with a young squad like this, Dwayne, you're going to have your share of turnovers, but, you know, I'd be kind of afraid to play this team in a couple of years.
5 seconds, couldn't get it in. Or no, a timeout called by the Hatchets.
Nice call for Coach Miles.
I really thought she was going
to get
it.
I thought it was 5-2.
26-18, 3:55 left in the first half of play. Washington with the lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on WAMW.
With the latest in printing technology, the Endzone at 308 East National Highway can personalize any item you need for the perfect gift this holiday season. From a coffee mug to coasters to t-shirts, sweatshirts, trophies, and more, count on the Endzone for your perfect gift this holiday season. With the start of basketball, the Endzone carries all the area teams and can put your favorite player's name and number right on the back. From one item to 100, count on the Endzone in Washington at 308 East National Highway. Call 254-1895.
The voice of the Hatchets, WAMW.
All right, Hatchets have the ball now. We'll try to get it in bounds, full length of the floor. Caitlin Davis still looking for the open player, still looking. Finally gets it to Moody. And Moody is fouled, but the official does call it, but he's a late whistle every time.
A little late.
It's like a delayed reaction there, isn't it?
And it's a foul, and we are in bonus.
Bonus territory for the Hatchets. 1-1 now for Lindsay Moody.
26-18. The lead has been as, what, big as 11 points?
Yep.
But now it's down to 8. Moody trying to stretch it to 10.
Moody with 2 points. She's had some very good minutes off the bench the last 3 games, bro.
Yes.
The free throw was up and in.
You can just see her confidence growing with the number of minutes that she gets on the floor. As, you know, she was put into the fire game one as a sophomore this year, and, boy, that's tough.
Second free throw was good. Moody hits them both. 4 points for Lindsay. The lead back to 10 now, 28-18 in favor of Washington. 3:45 left to play in the first half. Claire Jones, far corner, Works it out to Getty. Now an open Mahoney, and it's good. Jessica Mahoney for three, her second three-pointer. She's got 7 points. Caitlin Davis on the other end. Two players go to the floor. No contact.
Well, Caitlin kind of flew into them, but I think they hit the floor early, trying to draw the charge, and you know, didn't maintain their position, so no call was made, which is probably the good call, was no call on that play.
It's out of bounds to Gibson Southern, 28-21. The Hatchet lead is at 7. Titans with the ball. It's kicked again by Davis.
We saw some of Caitlin's long jumping ability on that last play. She kind of long jumped from the elbow into the traffic.
Thompson Insurance in Washington bringing you today's game. Thompson Insurance treating you the way you want to be treated.
There's another kick.
Again by Davis.
Dwayne, how would you like to be a point guard and have her to deal with up at the top? Number 10, Shayla Witten is a freshman, and she's got Caitlin Davis there trying to pass the ball around that wingspan. Pretty tough to do.
Witten works it over to Jordan Graham. Now Witten has it back, top of the key, over to Graham, far side. Skip pass goes to Tabitha Clem. Tabby Clem, a long three, up and no good. Rebound to Sarah Lewis. Lewis gets it to Stallman. Stallman picks up some major pressure, but is able to break free, gets it to Davis. Davis finds Moody, now back to
looking for that lob.
Denied that time by Gibson Southern. Out of bounds to Washington.
A little bit higher would have done the job. That was kind of a line drive lob, if there is such a thing.
28-21, 7-point Hatchet lead. Washington with the ball, 2.5 minutes left. And that just kind of a lazy pass falls into the hands of Gibson Southern. Here comes the Titans on the Hatchet turnover. Davis almost gets it back. They're going to call it a tip. So the Titans hang on. That was a good call again,
yes.
I think. Three, too strong by Jessica Mahoney, and the
boy,
rebound
this,
to Washington.
This team shoots a lot of threes. It looks like they live and die by it. Nice pass by Stallman.
And there's the finish by Hannah Shreves.
How'd you like that one, Dwayne?
That was a beaut. 13 points for Hannah. 30-21 in favor of Washington. 2 minutes remain, first half. Shayla Witten, the freshman, running the point now as Bose is taking a break for Gibson Southern.
The Titans have shot 11 threes and 5 twos. There's the 12th three.
And it's up and in. That's a three ball from Tabby Clem, her first.
That was way out there.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep, they've hit 5 of them now. 30-24 is a kick by Clem. And here comes a whole slew of new faces back in for the Titans. Rayleigh returns, Bose returns, and also Sophie Toff is back in. So it appears the starting five now in for, with the exception of Mahoney, who stayed in there for the Titans.
Caitlin Klingel in for Washington now.
Davis, good move to the bucket. Caitlin Davis off the glass for two. She's got 5, 32-24. That was not an easy shot.
No, it was not.
Good strong move there by Caitlin. And a foul by Moody on the other end as Skylar Bowes tried to make her move.
Well, I'd feel a lot better about this game if we got a double-digit lead by halftime, but it's only 8 right now with a minute 18 to go. And this team, if you're going to shoot 42% from the three-point arc as they are right now, 5 out of 12, they're not going to go away because they shoot a lot of them.
There is a deflection by Davis.
Again.
You know, we tried one game to keep those, and I think Bro gave up on it because
well,
there's just no way you run out of room on your sheet.
I got my calculator here.
This time the Titans get it in, but that is going nowhere as the pass from Bose is taken away by Lewis. Hatchets get the steal.
You know, Sarah gets her share of deflections also down in the paint.
Final minute on the clock here for Washington and the lead, 32-24. Moody.
They're being a little more aggressive on this possession defensively. Look at that fake.
Oh, man, but she is in for – how did she make that?
Sarah Lewis.
That was a beauty, man. That
was not easy. I think she got hammered on
she
that.
She did.
And it still rolled in.
34-24. A lead back to 10 for the Hatchets on a nice shot there by Sarah Lewis.
Looks like the Lady Titans are going to elect to go for the last shot. We're down to 30 seconds, but she's too wide open.
There's a three. It's off the mark. A rare miss. Sarah Lewis chases down the long rebound, gets it to Stallman. Stallman quickly up the floor with 20 seconds remaining. Hands off to Klingel, to Davis.
We got to get the one shot here down to 15 seconds.
12 seconds. Moody double teamed. Ah, she gets it taken away. Here comes Tabby Clem, denied by Caitlin Klingel.
Nice job by Caitlin.
Oh, man, now that looked like it was going in at the buzzer. Yep. 4/10 of a second left.
That was a coast-to-coast layup, but at the very last minute, Klingel got her hand in there and knocked it out of bounds. Very nice.
Lily Dernal checking in for the final 4/10 of a second in this first half. Bowes will trigger it in. It's going to have to be a quick release here for Gibson Southern. They do get it off, but it's well short, and that's it for the first half of play. One half in the books, and there you go, Steve Brothers. You got your double-digit lead.
Good.
On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it's Washington 34 and Gibson Southern 24. Our halftime show presented by the Goodwin Funeral Home. We'll have it for you after this two-minute timeout on WAMW.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
Life doesn't stop because the weather is bad. It just gets a little more treacherous. You still need to get where you're going, and you need to get there safely. At Build Option Ford, we've got a great selection of four-wheel drives, including Escape, Edge, Explorer, and F-150s. And with Ford's new EcoBoost technology, you can get there safely and economically. Drive one at Build Option Ford in downtown Washington, or check our inventory online at buildoption.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Your bottom line dealer!
Did you know Auto Owners Insurance will reduce your business insurance premium when you buy life insurance? Insure your business and protect your family all in one stop. Thompson Insurance has been serving the local community since 1963. Our experienced staff are here to serve you and your insurance needs. We will work hard to gain the proper and most affordable coverage to fit your needs. Give us a call at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
At Goodwin Funeral Home, you are family. They treat your family like theirs, with dignity, compassion, and respect. You are not a number or a transaction at Goodwin. They treat every service as a fitting tribute and lasting memorial of a special person. Chris Sievers, John Baldwin, and the Goodwin family consider your family their number one priority. Call 812-882-5900 and learn about their services. Goodwin Funeral Home, family serving friends.
WAMW.
It's halftime here at the Hatchet House. We're entertained by the Hatchet Dance Team under the direction of R.J. Key.
Another job well done by the dancers.
They do a great job. Also, again, proud to see the Washington High School Golden Pride Band here for the girls this afternoon. We appreciate them coming out today. And for the fans, they're enjoying a good ball game on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. I had Washington leading 34-24, but they've made it 23 on the scoreboard. Did you see that?
I have 24.
I do, too. I think it might just be a...
If you won't tell, I won't.
Individual scoring for the Hatchets. Double figures in the first half for Hannah Shreve. She finished with 13 points. Big first half for Hannah. Right behind her with 9 points is Sarah Lewis. Then it's 5 for Caitlin Davis, 4 off the bench for Lindsay Moody, and 3 for Callie Garland. So 5 players scoring, led by Hannah Shreves with 13, Sarah Lewis with 9, Caitlin Davis with 5, Lindsay Moody with 4, and Callie Garland with 3. For Gibson Southern, they're led by Jessica Mahoney, 2 threes and a free throw. Mahoney has 7 at the break, 5 points for Tabitha Clem, 5 points for Shayla Witten, 4 points for Skylar Bowes, and 3 for Claire Jones. 7 for Mahoney, 5 for Clem, 5 for Witten, 4 for Bowes, and 3 for Claire Jones. Washington led 19-14 at the end of the first quarter. And at the halftime break, It's Washington 34, Gibson Southern 24.
Dwayne, I think maybe, I could be wrong here, maybe what might have happened, one of those three-pointers I didn't think was a three, but they called it a three. Maybe the officials corrected the scoreboard. Maybe it wasn't a three after all, and they deducted a point, but I'm not sure. But it seemed to me like one of those three-pointers, I thought she was clearly inside the arc, so maybe the officials corrected it. We'll see at the beginning of the quarter if that's what happened.
Okay.
For Washington, 11 for 21 from the field for 52%, 1 for 2 from the three-point arc, and 11 for 14 from the free throw line, 79%
that's
shooting.
That's great to see. Great to see.
6 offensive rebounds, 8 defensive rebounds, and only 5 turnovers, which is nice. For Gibson Southern, 7 for 19 from the field, 37% shooting, 5 for 6 from the three-point arc. Not sure about the three-point shooting because I don't know whether to count that one as a 3 or a 2. We'll see at the beginning of the...
Do you know which one?
I think it... No, in sequence, I don't know which one it was. It may have been the last one shot, but do you remember which one the last one shot was?
I think it was Claire Jones.
Okay. They only have 2 offensive rebounds and 4 defensive rebounds, so we're actually killing them on the boards. And they do have 9 turnovers, so that's a little testament to their some of their inexperience with a lot of freshmen and sophomores on the floor. But we're looking at right now we're looking at an 11-point lead, so we'll see what happens in the second half. But once again, Dwayne, I can't say enough about the Lady Hatchets' defense. You know, over the years, Coach Miles has been a strong man-to-man defense coach, and she's played a little more zone this season, a little more zone, and it's been effective. And it's, you got to adjust to the athletes you have on the floor. And she has some girls with some nice long wingspan. If you put Caitlin Davis, Elizabeth Stallman, and Sarah Lewis on the floor together, and then Hannah Shreves, that's a nice wingspan you have. You can cover a lot of material or a lot of floor with just that wingspan. So that's why that zone has been so effective. Now, Dwayne.
Washington leads 34-23 at the break, and we'll be back right after this 2-minute timeout on WAMW.
This week, while enjoying your favorite sports live or on television, before, during, and after the game, quench your thirst with an ice-cold Pepsi or Diet Pepsi. Pepsi also brings its game with a variety of other refreshments, including Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist, Crush, Gatorade, Aquafina, Propel, and more. Live for now. Get in the game by reaching for the taste of Pepsi and Pepsi products available wherever beverages are sold. Pepsi is the exclusive beverage vendor of Washington High School and Hatchet Sports.
The Odin Pharmacy in downtown Odin is exploding with lots of new merchandise and great gift ideas for the upcoming holiday season. See their new boutique area filled with jewelry, mixology perfume, the new Natural Inspiration bath and body line, blankets, scarves, ponchos, and so much more. The new Snoozies are a big hit, house shoes for men and women, and the list goes on. For great gift ideas for any special occasion, it takes just one trip to the Odin Pharmacy in downtown Odin or visit the prescription shop on State Street in Washington.
There is no better way to start the year than with a new vehicle from Washington Chrysler Center. During Jeep Days, the award-winning Cherokees have rebates up to $4,500. Grand Cherokees rebates are up to $1,500. If you or anyone in your home owns a Jeep, get rewarded with the Owner Loyalty Program and save an additional $1,000. Sure, you can buy the same vehicle at a swanky dealership, but wouldn't you rather save money? It's not just a better deal, it's a better buying experience at Washington Chrysler Center.
This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy in Washington. We're your local supplier of diesel exhaust fluid, which has been used since 2010 in diesel vehicles equipped with selective catalytic reduction technology to decrease exhaust emissions. Diesel exhaust fluid is a safe, stable, non-toxic fluid sold by Freddy Energy in bulk, totes, drums, and smaller containers. We can also supply pumps and valves for handling convenience. For more information, please give us a call at 254-3671.
Freddy Energy, fueling your everyday life.
We're back here at the Hatchet House, our halftime show brought to you by Goodwin Funeral Home. Call Chris Sievers at 882-5900 for the Goodwin Funeral Home. At the halftime break, it is 34-23. We got confirmation from Don Spelma down at the scores bench. 3 was awarded on the scoreboard, and we thought we marked it down as a 3-2, but it was actually only a 2, according to the official. So the correct score here at the halftime break, Washington 34 and Gibson Southern 23. And Jessica Mahoney had a 2 instead of a 3. Oh, with Claire Jones. Okay. Claire Jones, good for 2 points at the half instead of 3. So her.
You don't get more official than Don Spillman.
That's right. Absolutely. Thank right. you, Don. Appreciate that. So
that's Mr. Official himself.
34-23 at the break in favor of the Hatchets. Today's game brought to you by McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. By the End Zone Screen Printing and Embroidery, they can personalize your T-shirt or sweatshirt with your team player and name. At the End Zone, 308 East National Highway. We're also brought to you by the Kingpin Bowling Center, where you can rock and bowl tonight. The Kingpin Bowling Center, rock and bowl for only $10. Unlimited games that include your shoes.
Does it include the food?
Does not include the food, oh. But I'm going to tell you, you want to take a little extra change because you're going to want some food. I promise you that at the Kingpin Bowling Center. They've got pizza, Stroms, and all kinds of goodies. Bowl menu, as a matter of fact. Kingpin Bowling Center, State Street in Washington. Reminder, 1 week from today, coming up next Saturday, bro, you don't want to miss this. It's the first radio auction. 15 sponsors, all with some great merchandise on the auction block. Tune in bit early, bit often. The radio auction on the air next Saturday, 10 a.m. here on WAMW. And our Home and Business Expo, Business and Lifestyle Expo, excuse me, is coming Saturday, February 4th. Businesses, get on board and join us at the Conservation Club 9 to 1, February 4th, for the Business and Lifestyle Expo at the Conservation Club in Washington. Gibson Southern starts with a ball as we get this second half underway.
There's that 2-3 zone defense again by Washington. Unfortunately, a foul by Caitlin Davis.
Davis whistled for a personal foul. It'll be out of bounds for the Titans. Washington leading 34-23. In the JV game, Washington got the earlier win, 41-30. Skylar Bowes hands off to Tabitha Clem. Now back to Bowes. Bowes works it to Witten. It's just pitch and catch outside now. Hatchett's definitely with a height advantage over this young Gibson Southern team.
Well, they're just having a hard time finding any type of opening against this zone defense. They're just playing
Look
pitch and catch out here.
That's all it is right now. Clem with it. Works it to Sophie Toth. Now it goes out to Bowes. And the Hatchets are challenging the three ball, too, as Clem did work open, though, as I say that. And she hits it from downtown.
Nice.
Tabitha Clem with 8 points in the game. Full court pressure. Hatchets break it. And a traveling violation against Caitlin Davis. Turnover for Washington.
And once again, the referee right on the play didn't call it. And the guy way out there called it. So
34-26, 6:45 left, third quarter. Hatchets have the lead, but the Titans have the ball.
Well, they're going to continue to launch these three-pointers, and why not? They're shooting pretty well from the three-point arc, and they can't get the ball inside.
Skylar Bowes falls to the floor, and the ball goes loose and into the hands of the Hatchets. Here comes Stallman over to Garland. Now to Stallman into Lewis. Callie Garland is all alone for three and couldn't get it. Nice rebound by Davis. Her putback counts. Caitlin Davis for two more. She's had a great game today, bro. She's really played hard. That's two twos, three free throws. Davis was seven.
And also, you know, when somebody puts a three-pointer up, a lot of players just stand there flat-footed and watch it to see if it's going in. But Caitlin came all the way in from the weak side and was able to get the rebound and gets the steal now.
She's jockeying for a player of the game honor today.
She's on fire right now on both ends of the floor.
Yes, she is. Now the Hatchets have it. Callie Garland works it to Hannah Shreves. Shreves at the volleyball line puts it up. No good.
Well, you don't see that very often.
No, you don't. Rayleigh gets the rebound. Meredith Rayleigh. There's Toth for three on the other end. This one is missed. And the rebound to Caitlin Davis. Up the floor, Stallman brings it. Works it to Callie Garland. Garland out to Stallman. Now we'll go to Davis. You know, I talk about the first 3 minutes of the second half being crucial. Who do you give that first 3 minutes to?
It was a tie.
It was a dead tie, really.
Yeah. But nope. I'm liking the way this game is progressing. You know, it could change any minute. But right now, we're definitely in control. You know, if we can continue to get the ball inside. Sarah Lewis mishandled that one.
Lewis couldn't get that one. Out of bounds for Gibson Southern. Claire Jones coming into the lineup. Also checking in is Jessica Mahoney for the Hatchets. Lindsay Moody coming in for Caitlin Davis. So the Titans with the ball. Skyler Bowes walks it up the floor. 36-26 in favor of Washington.
You know, Dwayne, in practice, I'll bet you Coach Miles had the girls.
Nice pass by Bowes, but couldn't finish it. Toff missed it. Too high off the glass.
I was going to say, she probably had the girls stand in a 2-3 zone position with their hands down and then stand with their hands spread to show them the difference in the amount of floor they can cover defensively with their hands spread like that, because all five of them always have their hands up and their hands out, and that covers a lot of floor defensively.
Yes, it does. Very good point. Foul called on the Titans. Out of bounds for the Hatchets. Garland gets it into Stallman. Stallman in the paint. Nice move. Left-hand shot. No good. Gets her own rebound, though, and lost the handle out of bounds to Gibson Southern.
Good hustle there by Elizabeth.
Yep, she tried.
But found herself a little too far under.
Myers LP Gas, one of our sponsors today. Claire and Stephen Myers and the team in Highway 57 North of Washington. Also Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Hatchets. And there's an open look underneath and two for Tabitha Clem.
There's turnabout fair play. That's exactly the same play that Washington used in the opening possession. A little back screen on the weak side.
Well, I'm here to tell you, Skyler Bowes gets the steal on the full court pressure and gets it up and in for two. This game is far from over by any stretch of the imagination. Coach Miles
Good
wants time a timeout. Yes. Talk it over, Coach.
She's
36-30. Washington was up by 11 at the break, and now only 6. 3:36 to play, third quarter. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be back with more from the Hatchet House right after this on WAMW.
Get started on handling those important home projects in the new year with A&R Home Center in Washington. Save time with Wagner's Optimus 2 Power Painter for $56.99. Choose from four colors on 1 gallon cans of Valspar Medallion Interior Semi-Gloss Paint for $37.99. Keep extra warm this winter with a Home Basics Radiant Heater for $21.99. All at A&R Home Center in Washington, serving you with tradition and value.
Well, during the timeout, the Hatchets have a nice run up the floor. They break the full court pressure and leave Lindsay Moody all alone for an easy bucket off the glass. 38-30, Washington back up by 8.
I'd say we needed that one, Dwayne, as they definitely had the momentum.
3 minutes left in this third quarter of play at the Hatchet House. One of two for you today with these two teams. Hatchet boys will be going to Gibson Southern tonight. And
out of bounds, and I think that went off Hannah Shreve's leg, did it not? But he's giving the ball to Washington. We'll take that one, Dwayne. I think he missed that one.
Yep.
Coach is upset about it, Coach Monroe, but what can you do?
It's inbounded to Stallman. Now Davis gets it across the timeline. Break the full court pressure once again. Lewis over to Stallman, underneath to Shreves,
hey.
And give her two.
Nice pass.
Hannah Shreves with 15, 40-30. The Hatchets by 10. Nice execution by Washington
possession. Reversed the ball well, and Elizabeth really hit Hannah Shreves with a really nice, sharp pass.
There's those outstretched arms in that zone once again by Washington.
And a near, yeah.
Oh, it's a steal by the Hatchets. Once again, that Hatchet defense stifles so many opponents. Just good aggressive play. Sarah Lewis out to Stallman, back to Lewis. Lewis, jumper up and in.
Count that
one. Isn't that such a sweet touch there?
She was open. You knew that one was going in.
I mean, it's just like she lays it in there. It doesn't even hit rim. 42-30. That lead back to 12 after being as close as 6. 6 unanswered points by Washington. Skyler Bowes powers up one over Shreves, but it's no good. Loose ball controlled by Gibson Southern. A another chance. A long three up and in.
They hit their threes. You got to respect that.
Jordan Graham gets her first points, and it was a long three, 42-33. There's Shreves on the other end. Good for two as she worked open.
Again, Stallman hit Shreves. That's a nice combo we have going out there.
44-33, 11 points separating the teams.
We're going to have to get our hands up a little more.
Oh. Moody with a steal. Here goes Lindsay, and she hands it off to Davis. Davis back to Lindsay. Lindsay blocked twice, no foul. And now here comes Gibson Southern on the fast break. Up and in for two from Jessica Mahoney.
Well, that was an unfortunate turn of events.
9 points for Mahoney, 44-35 in favor of Washington. Under a minute to go in this third quarter. Sarah Lewis to Stallman. Stallman sets, shoots, and scores.
All right.
Stallman with her first bucket.
She was wide open at the elbow and drained it.
46-35, 40 seconds left. Skylar Bowes goes up against the whole Hatchet team.
Coach Maz does not like that call. As once again, the offensive player created the contact. That was kind of like the same call that Caitlin Davis had in the first half, where she jumps into the defender. You really shouldn't call a foul on the defender on that one.
Skylar Bowes hits the first free throw. 3 for 3 at the line for Bowes. Hannah Shreves gets a break. Callie Garland checks in. Shayla Witten back in now for Gibson Southern. Second free throw from Bowes is no good. Rebound to Callie Garland. Garland traveled with it. I don't know.
I don't think so, Dwayne. I hate to be too critical, but
that was right underneath.
A little shaky.
Not sure what that was.
They've missed a few plays both ways.
There is Rayleigh open in the paint. Left hand move, like a little half hook, no good. Rebound to Washington.
Big rebound there by Sarah Lewis.
Moody has it stripped. And Sarah Lewis somehow comes up with a loose ball and powers one up. Sorry, I was a little behind on that call, but you just never knew what was going to happen there. I don't think anybody ever had possession of that ball until Sarah Lewis.
Like a pinball there.
That was crazy.
Yep.
It's getting very physical. Very physical.
But we are still looking at a 10-point lead with 15 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Not dirty at all by any – but I said that in the pregame interview with Coach. I knew it was going to be – you saw that in the JV game.
Right.
There were players hitting the floor like crazy, man. The same here for the varsity.
Did you see that shooter's touch?
Sarah Lewis.
That free throw was a flat-out brick. But because of the rotation – she got the high bounce, and it dropped right in.
It's good. One more free throw coming. There's the second shot. It's up and in. She hits them both. 3 for 4 at the line for Lewis. And she has 13 points. 48-36.
And there, Dwayne, the wingspan of Caitlin Davis caused Gibson Center to try to throw over it, and they threw it out of bounds. So that's something that doesn't show up in the scorebook. But that definitely was caused by the long reach of Caitlin Davis there. We're down to 5 seconds, 2-on-1 break. Oh, Sarah Lewis going up and no good, but was fouled with 3.4 seconds to go.
48-36. Sarah Lewis is going to shoot some free throws here.
Boy, I really enjoy watching her play, Dwayne. So smooth.
First free throw was up and in.
She's a smooth operator. Who sang that song?
Sade.
All right. Smooth operator.
Smooth operator. That's a good one, yeah.
Okay.
Both free throws count.
Okay,
Substitution into the lineup now. Claire Jones back in for the final 3 seconds in this third quarter. Jones gets the inbound pass. They're going to have to work quick, and they don't get a shot off. That's it for the third quarter. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, after three, Washington 50, Gibson Southern 36. Fourth quarter action in 1 minute on WAMW.
In 1930, Frank and Valeria Donaldson opened a small insurance agency in Washington. After years of service, they passed their business on to their daughter and the next generation, Barb and Joe Klingensmith.
Now today, the third generation, Martha and John Newton, continue the same down-home service to their customers. The Donaldson Insurance Agency salutes Washington's bicentennial and is proud to serve Washington and Daviess County for the past 76 years. Donaldson Insurance. Call 254-4668.
Dude, I'm pretty nervous for this date.
Nah, you got this. First dates are all about finding what you have in common.
Like putting sweaters on dogs?
Sure, but I was thinking about going to a place you both like, where you both can get your favorites.
Oh, like McDonald's.
Exactly. But do yourself a favor. Please, don't tell any of your elevator jokes.
But they work on so many levels.
Get to know McDonald's new everyday value menu and get a juicy McDouble burger or tasty McChicken sandwich for just $1.19. Prices and participation may vary.
Today's game brought to you by the Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. We've got 8 minutes to find our winner here at the Hatchet House, and so far, Washington's Lady Hatchets have the advantage. On the Ann Arbor Home Center scoreboard, it's Washington 50, Gibson Southern 36.
Coach Monroe still jawing at the official there over the timekeeping.
And it's out of bounds here for Washington to begin this fourth quarter of action. Stallman hands off to Moody. It's Stallman, Moody, Shreves, Lewis, and Davis on the floor for the Hatchets. Underneath, Shreves works free, and she's rejected cleanly by the Titans. And a traveling by Claire Jones gives it back to Washington. What happened there? Unfortunate. Claire got it kind of tied up at her waist and couldn't get the ball off in time. She did travel with it.
And 16 turnovers for the Lady Titans.
That is purely due to the Hatchet defense.
Yes,
because
it is.
This is not a bad ball club at all. They are a fine, they're a young team, and I can only imagine what they're going to be like in a few years, bro.
Right.
This is a fine Gibson Southern team. They've given the Hatchets all they can handle here today.
Just yeah, we're going to have a hard time down there next year, that's for sure.
Shreves open for two, and she'll get two more. Hannah Shreves continues to pour them in. She's got 19 now, 52-36 in favor of the Hatchets.
Still in our zone defense. And why not, Dwayne?
Tabitha Clem works it to Bowes. Bowes can't get it. Too short on her baseline runner. And the rebound to Hannah Shreves and the Hatchets. Lindsay Moody.
Near travel.
Hands it off to Stallman. Stallman over to Sarah Lewis.
I think we can get the ball inside there.
There's Davis. No. Rebound to Claire Jones. Jones brings it up the floor for the Titans. Hands it off to Skyler Bowes. Bowes works it to Tabitha Clem. She'll try for three and get it. My goodness.
They shoot those threes with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, they do. And a timeout for Coach Monroe and the Titans. 6:31 left to play. It's Washington 52, Gibson Southern 39. We'll be back in 30 seconds on WAMW.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
All right, we're back here at the Hatchet House, 52-39, Washington with the lead, and they'll have the ball as play resumes. This one, again, is far from over as the Lady Hatchets will get a little pressure at midcourt from the Titans. Lindsay Moody over to Stallman. Now it goes to Sarah Lewis, and Lewis lost it. Loose ball to
Washington. Oh, nice hustle.
Washington and Gibson Southern tied up on the floor now. Jump
Caitlin
ball.
Davis all over that, on the floor.
Titans get it on the jump ball call. Back and forth there. It did change hands about three times.
You love the hustle, though.
6 minutes left to go, 52-39. Skyler Bowes is fouled on the floor before the shot.
A little reach in there. Out of bounds under their own basket.
Again, congratulations to the Barrie Lady Vikings. They won earlier this afternoon on the General. 47-44, big win over Forest Park. There's two more for Tabitha Clem. She's starting to rack up some points.
And we just can't put this team away, Dwayne.
She's got 15 now.
It's down to 11-point lead now. It was as high as 16. Both teams have their little surges of offense. So we need to, it's time for our surge.
Oh, two hatchets collide, and now I told you it was getting
girls go tumbling.
I've never
out of
seen
bounds.
More players hit the floor than I have here today in this girls game between the JV and varsity matchup.
Well,
into the lineup is Callie Garland for Sarah Lewis.
It's an 11-point lead. We have 5:36 to go, so it's still a ball game. And especially the way they can hit three-pointers. They can get back in this in a couple of possessions.
Clem to Mahoney. Now Witten. Witten out to Bose. There's Clem for three. Rebound to Witten. And her putback, she's fouled. That's Duane, a rare miss by Clem from three-point land as she can shoot that.
Well, this team does a great job of jumping into the defenders and drawing the foul, which really the referees should not call that. But, you know, you got to adjust to who's officiating the game, and these referees are calling that as a foul. But the offense is initiating the contact and jumping into the defenders who are standing straight up, and they're getting fouls called on them.
Shayla Witten hits the first one. One more coming. It's back to a 10-point lead for the Hatchets. The second free throw is good. Witten makes it easy there.
52-43 now. Still plenty of time for Gibson Southern.
5 minutes left to play. Sarah Lewis to Davis. Hatchett's patient here. There's Stallman in the paint. And, yes, give it to her. Elizabeth Stallman gets her fourth point. Big one there.
We're under 5 minutes now as the drive is up and
no good. By Clem, but she gets her own rebound, then lost it out of bounds.
Maybe force that a little bit. We've got more substitutions in for Gibson Southern. Number 15 is Brooke Eddy, and number 14, Jordan Graham.
Washington with the ball here. Stallman walks it up the floor. 4:40 left to go in this fourth quarter. Lindsay Moody. Over to Stallman, into Davis, now out to Callie Garland for three. Nope. And the rebound to the Titans. Here we go. It's far from over, as we said. That's Witten taking it all the way coast to coast. Can't get the runner. Out of bounds, last touch by the Hatchets. So the Titans will maintain possession. Here comes Hannah Shreves back in for Lindsay Moody.
Well, the next couple of possessions here are critical for the outcome of this game. 11-point lead. We're down to 4:20. And
travel is the call against Brooke Getty. It'll go to Washington now.
Okay, that was a break.
Big stop there for the Hatchet defense. 54-43. Lady Hatchet's lead.
Probably wouldn't hurt to kill about 30 to 45 seconds on this possession.
Turnover
taken
away instead by the Titans. Mahoney.
Did you see how she jumped into her there? Shot is no good.
No call.
Referee.
And now Claire, Callie Garland has it taken away by the Titans, and a timeout called by Coach Miles, a good one. Things were getting ugly down here.
I mean, that was a long jump right into the defender.
And then no call.
Well, there shouldn't have been a call.
That's right.
Because the defender did not foul there.
54-43, Washington leading Gibson Southern. 3:57 left to play in this contest here at the Hatchet House. We'll be back in 30 seconds on WAMW.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
3:57 left to play. It's Washington leading Gibson Southern in our first of two today. 54-43. Again, the Hatchet boys heading to Gibson Southern tonight. 8 o'clock tip-off, and we're on the air at 7:45. Washington will have the ball when play resumes. Our post-game show coming up at the conclusion of this game, brought to you by Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in downtown Washington.
Pretty aggressive press by the
and
Titans.
The Hatchets having their troubles here, but they do get it across the timeline. Stallman now works it out to Callie Garland. Good job there by Stallman getting that up the floor out of trouble.
And she could have gone in to maybe try a field goal, but elected to bring the ball out, which was very wise.
There's Sarah Lewis, lob in to Shreves, and the finish by Shreves.
That was textbook right there.
That was excellent execution. Beautiful. 21 points for Shreves, 56-43. Washington leads. The ball dribbled off the foot of Mahoney and out of bounds for the Hatchets.
Well, those two possessions maybe determine the outcome of this game, as they had a little momentum going, and their pressure is really strong now.
Ooh, and a foul called on the Titans. That was 24 Sophie Toth, kind of tried to reach around her player to get to that loose ball. She did, but she was fouled on it. Or she was whistled for the foul.
Breaking the press now.
Sarah Lewis across the timeline. And a reach-in foul called on Gibson Southern. That's going to be Sophie Toth again. That's her third.
Well, that's only the team's fifth, so obviously Coach Monroe wants them to continue fouling and put us at the free throw line with only 3:10 to go, and he's down 13.
And that's actually fine. Don't want to jinx anything, but Hatchett's not doing too bad from the charity stripe.
Right.
They've certainly been there for a while. Stallman picks up her dribble now.
A little bit of trouble.
Hands it off to Davis. And there's Hannah Shreves again with the finish.
Two in a row from the left side, left-handed.
23 points for Shreves, 58-43 in favor of the Hatchets. Drive to the bucket by Tabby Clem on the other end. Good for two more. Clem now has 17 for the Titans. 58-45. 2.5 minutes to play. Washington maintaining the lead. They've led throughout, but it's been a challenge.
Look at that pass.
There is
three
thread
in a
the
row.
Needle from Davis to Shreves. Shreves with 8 points this quarter.
Wow.
And 25 overall, 60-45, Washington. A three, high-arching three, no good. Whitten, and on the rebound, it's tied up, jump ball, arrow pointing to Washington.
Well, these last three possessions have been great. With the Lady Hatchets being able to spot Hannah Shreves for two-footers.
Davis across the timeline for the Hatchets. Now dribbles into the double team and in trouble. Tied up. Jump ball. This time arrow points to Gibson Southern.
14 turnovers for Washington, which they picked up here in the second half. But that's due to the pressure from the Lady Titans, as they've really turned it up a notch here.
Yeah, they have. Good pressure defensively.
Looks like, though, we have this game pretty well in hand, as a long three is
Mahoney
no good.
Mahoney can't get it, but a rebound by Whitten, and she's going to shoot two free throws. Whitten has had a fine game. A freshman. She's got several good years left for Gibson
Southern. She sure does. She's a nice player.
Hannah Shreves gets a big round of applause.
And rightfully so. I think that's a career high for Hannah, I think, 25 points.
How many rebounds? Did she get the double-double?
No, only six rebounds for Hannah.
25 points on the day, though. Excellent day for Hannah. The first free throw good by Shayla Whitten. One more toss coming. Whitten. Hits them both. Boy, I don't want to put her at the line. She can hit. Full court pressure again by the Hatchets. Lewis. Davis. Now Stallman. Breaks it. There's Lindsay Moody with an easy two-point basket. Lindsay Moody.
Lindsay has 8 points to
eight
this
points
afternoon.
For Moody. There's a long three, high-arching shot missed by the Titans. And Tabitha Clem, the rebound to the Hatchets. 62-47 in favor of Washington. Looks like the Hatchets are going to hang on for another victory. That'll be 12 of their last 14 games. And that's not bad.
That is not too shabby.
13-5 for your Lady Hatchets with the victory here today. dropping Gibson Southern to 10-9. And don't forget, tomorrow night we will find out who the Lady Hatchets play in round one of that postseason tournament. Tune in for the girls' pairing show right here on Memories 107.9. Bob Lovell and Charlie Hall will have the announcements as the teams are drawn. Round one of tournament play kicks off January 31st, just a couple of weeks away. 6 p.m. tomorrow night here on WAMW.
There's a turnover and a foul.
Yep.
Looks like...
I think it's going to go on Davis.
Yep. That is turnover number 15 there for Washington.
One and bonus for Gibson Southern. At the line shooting them will be Brooke Getty. Washington won the JV game 41-30. We have the boys crew ready, standing by to take over. Kyle Cornelius and Dave Crooks in attendance to watch this final minute of the Lady Hatchet victory here today. So be sure to tune in for Dave and Kyle tonight from Gibson Southern. 7:45 airtime with the tip-off at 8 p.m. here on WAMW. Our next Lady Hatchet broadcast will be next Thursday, and look out for this one at Vincennes Reveille. It's going to be a barn burner there as Coach Young and his Lady Patriots are really rolling right now. Foul against Gibson Southern, sending Stallman to the line on the other end. I'm not going to be there, but I'll be with you in full spirit next Thursday. Because that is one whale of a ball game on their home court. It's not going to be an easy one, bro.
Dwayne, on the games that you're missing, why is one of them in that very spacious Vincennes Reveille Gymnasium?
I don't know. Just worked out that way. I actually don't want to miss that one. I know that's going to be, it might be one of the toughest tests of the year. But if the Hatchets, I got to think, if they play like they have been playing, Stallman missed that one quite a bit.
Out of bounds.
If they keep playing like they have been playing, I got to think they'll give Coach Young and the Reveille Patriots all they can handle.
It should be a real battle.
Really should. And I would advise you to get there early. Go ahead and watch the JV game because the JV Hatchets are playing real well, too. They have only lost one game all year. And that will tip off with the varsity at 7:30, 7:15 airtime. Here on Memories 107.9 next Thursday night. At the line for free throws now is Rayleigh, and her first one is good. Meredith Rayleigh, scoreless until right now. She gets her first point there. And I think that's very well under what she's used to. She's going to be a fine player. She gets them both.
63-50. We're down to 46 seconds. Still full court pressure. A little behind the back dribbling
nice
there by
job.
Stallman.
Nice job by Stallman. Now she's just kind of playing keep away. Hands it off to Callie Garland. Into Davis. 30 seconds left. Davis over to Stallman. 63-50. Again, 13-point lead for the Hatchets. 20 seconds left. Moody holds it now to Stallman.
Doesn't look like we're going to be shooting here.
Down
to 10.
And a nice win for Coach Miles and her Lady Hatchets today. And the fans are on their feet.
Good win. Very well played game.
The girls deserve that big round of applause. Excellent win in front of the home crowd today. Washington improves to 13-5 on the season with a 63-50 decision over the Gibson Southern Lady Titans. We'll be back with the Hatchet postgame show in 2 minutes on WAMW.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. From me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Do you own your own business? Then you know to expect the unexpected. Hi, this is Diane Summers at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call today to discuss a business owner's program from Hastings Mutual Insurance Company that can be designed to fit your needs. We offer competitive pricing and comprehensive products. Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company.
This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy in Washington. We're your local supplier of diesel exhaust fluid, which has been used since 2010 in diesel vehicles equipped with selective catalytic reduction technology to decrease exhaust emissions. Diesel exhaust fluid is a safe, stable, non-toxic fluid sold by Freddie Energy in bulk, totes, drums, and smaller containers. We can also supply pumps and valves for handling convenience. For more information, please give us a call at 254-3671.
Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
Life doesn't stop because the weather is bad. It just gets a little more treacherous. You still need to get where you're going, and you need to get there safely. At Bill Dobson Ford, we've got a great selection of four-wheel drives, including Escape, Edge, Explorer, and F-150s. And with Ford's new EcoBoost technology, you can get there safely and economically. Drive one at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or check our inventory online at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Your bottom line dealer.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1970.
W-A-N-W.
All right, we're back for a final time at the Hatchet House this afternoon as Washington gets the win 63-50 over the visiting Gibson Southern Lady Titans, joined now by Coach Gretchen Miles on the postgame show. Coach, congratulations. Another impressive win for your ball club. 40 points from your Twin Towers, 25 for Shreves and 15 for Lewis. Another solid outing for those two girls here today.
Well, it was a very good win against a very good basketball team. Gibson Southern, I know they're young, but in the next, you know, 2-3 years, I mean, they're going to be a powerhouse again, and a very good basketball team. They bring a lot of pressure. They bring a lot of athleticism. They shot the three, especially number 22, Clem, shot the three pretty well tonight. So our kids did a nice job of trying to get out on shooters, taking care of the ball down to stretch, and really being on attack mode. We were able to get some easy buckets around the basket, off the press, which was good for us, and just find a way to just keep gutting it out. Just gut it out, gut it out.
Well, you did get a good challenge, defensively especially. This was a very physical game, not dirty. I don't mean dirty when I say physical, but there was a lot of pressure. And I really credit Elizabeth Stallman. She had a behind-the-back and whatever she could do to get out of that pressure. And you guys never got caught in that dreaded coffin corner, which that's just a veteran ball club. And I'm sure you've worked on that a few times.
Well, we've told Lindsay Moody that it's not even the coffin corner for her. It's the coffin sidelines, completely all the way around the perimeter of the court. But, no, Elizabeth Stallman, until you're a point guard, you just don't understand, like, everything that goes into your control on both ends of the floor. And she took care of the basketball for us very well today. She was aggressive in attacking the paint. She did a tremendous job on the ball reversal of finding Hannah and Sarah as they pinned the girl down low, and just good passes with her. And just her confidence continues to go. When we can get the ball and go, of course, we're a lot better team than we have to stop and kind of think about it. But, again, Elizabeth did a tremendous job. And we don't win this game without somebody taking care of the basketball for us. Hannah and Sarah did a tremendous job finishing around the basket and working to get open. It wasn't a lot of just staying around there. So those two did a nice job. But a lot of that comes the fact that, you know, you can't score if people don't get that ball inside of you, to you. And our people around the perimeter did a nice job of that with Elizabeth Stallman and Caitlin Davis. She's able to see kind of over the top, and she's doing a better job of anticipating those cuts, and that makes a big difference.
Well, Coach, another impressive win for your ball club. Not too much time to celebrate because waiting in the wings is Coach Tim Young and the Vincent Gervais Lady Patriots next Thursday. Wow.
Yes. Oh, you're exactly right. I think that sums it up right there. I mean, they've just been a powerhouse and just a tradition of success, you know, over the last 10 years and just keep coming and coming. And the thing about them is they've got tremendous scores, especially in Grace Wagner and the Talbert girl, who's just a freshman. But when they bring kids in off the bench, they can go 10 strong. I mean, they wear you down, they wear you down, they wear you down, and they play fast. They trap you. First open look, they're shooting it, and they just get after you. I mean, just what a tremendous basketball team, and Coach Young and his staff does a great job of it. Those kids play hard. I mean, he's got a lot of kids that can play basketball, but he does a tremendous job of getting them to gel, work together, you know, for the common cause. And it's going to be another big test for us at Reveille on the road. But today was a huge win for the kids to keep the ball rolling, and shot the ball pretty well again today. And taking care of the basketball and rebounding was crucial. And always looking at, you know, the hustle stats with the rebounding, the team assists, we had us down for 15 and deflections about 25.
Wow.
So, you know, just a lot of those hustle things that makes a big difference at the end of the game.
Well, your team's rolling, and let's keep it rolling into Vincennes Reveille next week. I'm really glad we added that team to our schedule, too, because that's the kind of opponent you want.
That's right. And, you know, in such close driving distance, I mean, we've got to put them on there to make us a better basketball team and see what it's like to be at such a high level as Reveille is. But hats off again to our JV team. They had another battle today against a very good Gibson Southern team, and that's what keeps getting us better in practice is just how hard and how much they challenge us day in and day out.
All right, Coach, we'll see you next Thursday night. Big win today. Congratulations.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Final score 63-50. Only thing left to do first is to give your quick team stats, Steve Brothers.
Okay, for Washington, 23 for 41, 56% shooting from the field, and 16 for 20 from the free throw line, 80% shooting. That's great. 9 offensive rebounds, 17 defensive rebounds, and they did have 15 turnovers, which I'm sure Coach Miles doesn't like that very well. For Gibson Southern, check this out, Dwayne, 15 for 39, 38% from the field, but 7 for 22 from the three-point arc, 36%. So 22 of their 39 shots were three-pointers.
I'm scared of the future with yeah. these Lady Titans. I really am.
13 out of 16 also from the free-throw line, so 81% shooting from the free-throw line. They had 15 total rebounds, and they did have 20 total turnovers.
Washington wins 63-50. Let's hand out the postgame hardware. We'll start first with the Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game, brought to you by Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life.
Well, we had some girls put up some big numbers, but I'm with you, Dwayne. I like Elizabeth Stallman's play tonight for the High Energy Player of the Game. She had 5 points and 3 rebounds, but only 3 turnovers doing the bulk of the ball handling.
And getting a lot of pressure all day.
And a lot of assists also, I might add.
That's the key for a Hatchet victory today, being able to handle that pressure and get the ball up the court. So congratulations to Elizabeth Stallman, our Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game. Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal.
Well, we got to give this one to Caitlin Davis. She had 7 points. She had 5 rebounds. She had multiple steals and, you know, infinite deflections. So she was all over the place today and definitely deserves this award in this game. Ford Tough Player of the Game.
Caitlin Davis, the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Finally, the overall MVP presented by Anna Lou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited.
Well, her teammates did a great job of seeing her in the paint today, and we had a lot of great-looking assists to Hannah Shreves with a career-high 25 points. She had 6 rebounds, shot the ball great, and just she's just getting better and better.
Absolutely. 25 points on the day for Hannah Shreves, our overall MVP, presented by Anna Lou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. I'm going to take a couple games off, but I'll be with you in spirit, Steve Brothers,
okay.
And we'll see you here in another week or so, okay?
Okay.
Final score here this afternoon. Washington gets the JV win 41-30, and they seal the deal with the varsity victory over a very good and challenging Gibson Southern squad. 63-50, our final. The Lady Hatchets improve their mark to 13-5. Be sure to join Dave and Kyle tonight from Gibson Southern for the boys matchup with the pregame coverage at 7:45 and the varsity tip-off at 8 p.m. For Steve Brothers and our studio producer, Angela Allen, back at home base, this is Dwayne Shake saying good afternoon from the Hatchet House in Washington.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories, 107.9 WAMW-FM Washington, and worldwide from WAMW-AMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by Edward Jones Investment Advisor Alan Bubalow, Purdue Farms, The Prescription Shop in Washington and the Odin Pharmacy, Freddie Energy, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, Chuckles Convenience Stores, Thompson Insurance, McDonald's of Washington, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Davies Community Hospital, The End Zone, Myers LP Gas, McAllister Machinery, the Gill Funeral Home, the Kingpin Bowling Center, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Goodwin Funeral Home, Sterling & Company, REMAX Real Estate Broker Anna Lou Chapman. Visit WAMWAMFM.com and download or listen to a digital copy of this game. Memories now returns to normally scheduled music programming already in progress.
Back to back.
Great hits play back to back.
Playing the greatest hits, Memories 107.9.